Obviously, everybody's talking about what could be or could not be going with Dustin here in the next little bit. Any thoughts as a teammate?
You know, as a teammate, it's a private matter for him. So, you know, I really don't feel, you know, up to talking about it. It's him. It's his life and his family. And, you know, I don't feel up to talking about that.
What's been different about camp, though, with him not being around? Do you have a sense of a different mood?
Still training camp. Still going out there trying to become a better hockey player and learn some new faces. So it's still regular hockey camp.
He's a big personality. How much different is the team when he's not around?
We still have to go out and play hockey. There's not much to it. Obviously, you know, Dustin's an unbelievable hockey player, but, you know, we're focused on, you know, what we can do individually as players and, you know, become a better hockey player and make it best for this team. And, you know, that's my focus every day.
If the guy's not being here, Mark, there means opportunities for other. What about the opportunity to play with Chibasov tonight?
Yeah, it'll be fun. Not much English in his repertoire, so you know, that might be a bit of an adjustment. I'll have to be yelling down at Cooley to help me out a little bit, but you know, he's a big, strong guy that skates well and he can shoot the puck, so you know, should be fun.
How do you try and communicate like that in a game with guys?
I can't say I've ever really been in that situation. I went through it a little bit with Ivan Tulligan in Barrie, but he was so much faster than everyone in the league that it made it easy just to shoot the puck and let him go skate after it. But you know, it'll be a different thing to go after, but it should be fun.
What were some of those things though, as you learned to communicate better with Ivan at the junior level?
You know, more probably. You know, instead of talking, it was more, you know, demonstrating or like going over video or stuff like that. It was definitely an adjustment, and you know, every guy you had a different way of communicating with them. And you know, for me, it was more, you know, on the ice, we just kind of, you know, tried to pick up on each other's tendencies, and that was the thing we did the most.
So just hockey at the end of the day when it comes to that communication.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's still hockey. It's still you're still out there trying to put a puck in the net and keep it out of your net. So. We all understand that in the hockey language.
Hey, Mark, what would be the ideal number in your mind of preseason games for you to play?
Zero.
That's not an option.
it depends. You know, kind of, you know, how training camp's going, how the games are going. You know, just kind of, you know, take it game by game and see where it is from there. And then, you know, see how your body's reacting, see how quickly you get, you know, back into stride of things, and kind of just take it day by day.
So vets do see them as a necessary evil, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think seven's probably a little too many. But, you know, it's part of the job. So it's just, you know, part of what we do.
Mark, as a guy who loves hockey, what was your reaction to the news that there will be 3 more years at least of labor peace? They won't be opening the CBA.
Yeah, it's good. You know, not much to comment on that either. But obviously, you know, hockey's a good thing. And, you know, we all love hockey, so we're happy to be playing it.